you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Hashtag love that announcer boy.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Let's just get off of it. But like us. Craig Evans in the house. It's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire. You can podcast the show on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com, Google Play, whatever. And please patronize the advertisers on the various radio stations we're on. That helps out, too, because the show exists because of advertising.
Yes, we also have broadcast antennas.
Yes, we do.
That toss out radio signals.
Mm-hmm.
In several cities.
It's free, too, by the way.
Yep, doesn't cost you a thing. No subscription. Nope. No monthly maintenance.
Nothing. One of the last free things out there.
The last bastion.
Is radio.
Our free, call it entertainment.
It. Yeah.
Was on this date in 2016.
That's a year ago.
Yep. You might remember where you were when you saw Melania Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
I don't remember that.
Oh, no, that was Michelle Obama's speech.
As it drew comparisons to the speech that First Lady Michelle Obama delivered
at the DNC. Not just comparisons, because it was her speech.
God, it was 8 years prior.
Word for frickin' word.
Comparisons.
Comparisons.
Comparisons. Saw, yeah, whatever.
It's just linear thought.
Yeah.
It's just linear thinking.
Written out side by side. We should have known then. Well, we did know then. Hate being right all the time. It's a burden, Craig. You know that.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, you do. You're right most of the time, too.
Well.
It's a burden.
Or maybe you handled it better than us.
You did. Nobody handled it worse than me on this show. I freely admit that. Still not handling it. But I was right, so I got that going for me. Except
that's too bad.
It is too bad. I wish I don't wish I was wrong. I kind of wish. I'm glad I was right.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. He'll be presidential next week. It's gonna happen, Craig. Relax.
Good. Just give him a chance.
Relax.
He hasn't had a
chance.
Give him a chance.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one lately. Today he became president.
I haven't heard that.
No.
It's not gonna happen.
I haven't heard that in quite some time.
No. It doesn't happen anymore.
Well, they were
even the writers are not saying. I mean, granted, the base ain't going.
Oh,
anywhere.
There was a period of
25% of the people still like Nixon when he quit, when they forced him out. So I'm not worried about the base anymore.
When they desperately wanted to say that, so they were kind of hair trigger when it came to that.
Yeah, but now they're not.
Right, and one day he gave a speech without falling all over himself. So yes, that's it.
Yep.
Tonight he became president.
Even some Democrats
and then
fell for that,
like a jackass again.
Yep. Like he is this morning on Twitter.
Today. He became a jackass again.
You can see that every day. And today's one of those. Check out his Twitter feed, by the way. It's ridiculous again today.
But everything's going to be all right.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Everything is going to be all
right. As long as they keep fighting the health care, yeah. Sure.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, Montel Williams is great. We follow Montel on Twitter, and he's a hardcore, hates Trump. And he's not necessarily a flaming lib either. He just doesn't like Trump. And somebody referred – I love when you see celebrities. People get mad at them because they tweet out their feelings about things. And they say, shut up. So this woman said that he can vote against Trump in 3 years. She goes, I had to suffer through 8 years of Obama, this lady did.
Yeah.
And she says, give him a chance.
Did she detail her suffering?
No, nobody ever does.
I mean, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
If you can give me details of how you suffered under previous administrations.
What would that be, puss?
I would accept that.
He's black.
All right. All right, move on. How we get in that? You brought it up a year ago. Oh, Melania, that's right. She plagiarized. Well, actually, her speechwriters plagiarized Michelle Obama.
Yeah, don't blame it on her.
No, I'm not, because she didn't do anything.
She just read it.
Yeah.
And she's actually a pretty good out loud reader.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
No, better than the dude she's married to.
There's that. The Trump administration is allowing 15,000 more visas for seasonal low-wage workers.
Okay. Little too late. See the story last night?
This will run through September.
It's shrimp season right now in the Gulf of Mexico, and they went and found this guy with 7 shrimp boats. And he applied for 200 of these. He usually gets every year, and they allowed like 8 of them. And they asked him, the typical question was, well, what about other people? And he goes, Americans don't want these gigs. He goes, I've tried. Mexicans work the shrimp boats for me because they work and they'll be here. I've tried. Americans don't want these gigs.
And that's why.
And the shrimp industry might lose $1 million down there this year.
That's why you get the bad shrimp in the Jacksonville strip club. It causes all those problems.
All ties together.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
I blame Lieutenant Dan.
I do too.
Lieutenant Dan. Group of Christians protesting the nation's first satanic monument on public property, the Bowl of Wisdom.
I've seen that thing, yeah.
Is expected to be placed in an area of Veterans Memorial Park in Belle Plaine, Minnesota, designated as a free speech zone. The area is open to monuments affiliated with any religion or belief system as long as it honors veterans.
Okay.
Hundreds of Christians gathered on Sunday to protest the monument, with some saying that that damn Satan has no rights.
It's a religion, right?
Yeah.
Satanism's a religion, right?
I suppose it is. Yeah. But yeah, I don't hear Satanism, Satanist guy bitching about a bunch of Christians.
Well, they do. That's why they put up their Satanist monuments.
Are the Christians bitching about the Jewish ones?
They're not bitching.
Yeah.
They just want representation.
Right.
The Bowl of Wisdom Monument is 23 by 23 inches, black steel cube, inscribed with inverted pentagrams, featuring an upside down soldier's helmet at the top to hold remembrances and messages to fallen soldiers.
There's a bunch of different religions, not just Christianity. So whatever.
Well, there's even bitching among the Christians.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You know, they're still age-old argument what's the quickest ticket to heaven.
Right.
Well, you're not going to get there if you're a goddamn Presbyterian. Somebody's having
I say it's not eating meat on Fridays.
Right now.
That's what I've heard, the quickest ticket.
It's freaking Methodists. They're not going to
I've heard that, too. It's hilarious.
Don't get me started on the Lutherans.
They're crazy.
Yeah, not the Lutherans.
Yeah.
Don't. Lutherans.
Least of all, Lutherans.
So last week we talked about that 14-year-old girl that was electrocuted while texting in her bathtub.
Somebody got mad at us, said you can do that. I'm thinking, I don't know if you can do that or not, but I don't let my kids use an electrical cord anywhere near the bathtub. It's just something you don't do.
And electrocuted.
That means dead, right?
Yeah, she was killed.
Yeah.
Right, you can get electrified. Yeah.
This woman said, your UV cord doesn't kill you, so well, then you try it.
It may not.
But it can, apparently, right?
No.
At very least, it'll hurt
How'd
like hell.
How'd she know?
You mean the USB?
She reportedly... Whatever, okay.
USB?
Yeah. But you also... You have your phone hooked up to your cord, and it falls in the... There was a guy that almost died in his bed because he rolled over and his keys hit his phone, and it shocked him, So why wouldn't... I didn't read her email out loud because I'm out loud. Sorry, I'm on the LPG.
Because he can't read.
I'm on the LPG tour.
Yeah.
Tyler's after
not a
you
very
get
good out loud talker.
It sounds fine in his head, but when it comes out, you know.
So can you? I don't want to. Just don't say you can do this. Because I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Well, here's how it happened.
All right, how'd it happen?
First of all,
she was making some toast.
They
in the toast machine.
They put out the last text that she sent.
Oh, that's sad.
It really is.
Because is the text sad?
Because it was an image of her phone charger plugged into an extension cord along with the message, when you use an extension cord so you can plug your phone in when you're in the bath.
Oh, man.
That was the last text she sent.
So it did kill her. That w-
the picture shows the charger lying on a towel over a bath mat. The parents said that they hope this will help prevent similar accidents. The officials say that the girl died from touching a frayed part of the extension cord. Not the phone charger cord.
But once again, she still had electricity near the tub. And just don't.
Okay, but even then, officials say she died from touching a frayed part of the extension cord that had water on it, and she might not even have known that the cord was frayed.
But don't do the cord. We still said don't do the cord anywhere near a tub.
So could she have dropped the phone in the tub and nothing would have happened?
I can't answer that.
Don't try it.
But they are but the voltage and the amperage is different. At the end of the extension cord, you know, it's your 120 and whatnot. However,
240,
the thing that
250,
you
whatever you need.
The thing that you plug in to the extension cord that drops the AC down to a DC voltage. Then you're talking DC after that. And probably just 5 volts DC.
But it's still hooked up to it. She had to put the extension cord on it, and that's huge, heavy duty.
But it was the extension cord that she touched.
Yeah, and it killed her.
And that's what likely killed her.
Right.
Yeah, not her phone.
But still.
Because she did that a lot.
The cords are
She had her phone in the tub a lot, her parents said.
Plugged in.
Yeah, that I don't know.
You can have your phone in the tub. That's not going to kill anybody. They're waterproof.
This is different, though, than plugging in a toaster and throwing it in a tub. That'll kill you.
Well, this killed her, too. She touched some fray, you know, whatever. Don't have an electric, don't have an extension cord near the tub.
That, too.
That'd be the thing I would do.
Yeah, that's why they don't have outlets near the tub.
Yeah, charge your phone before you get in the tub.
Or, you know, maybe just spend 5 minutes without it.
Yeah, well, you're telling somebody that.
No. She liked to do this. Okay. She liked to spend a lot of time in the tub. With
that scares the hell out of me.
Doing the friend thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, when I get in the tub, I just want to
rub a dub.
Just want to get away.
Cow gun, take me away.
I'm actually not in the tub much.
No, you're not. But what you do? Because
you're
get
a
away.
Dude.
That could be it.
Because you want to get
I think
away.
That's got a lot to do with it.
Because you want to get away.
Heck, after a workout, I'd like to do one of those cold tubs.
Oh, man.
I ain't got to just try that cryotherapy thing.
Yeah, that cold
3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how cold that would be. That would suck.
I did it that one time.
Oh, the cryo, yeah.
Yeah, but that involves driving across town. And...
No, he just wants an ice tub for, you know, like, you
know,
like in the locker room. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the gyms generally have the cold tub.
No, they don't. They don't. No,
yeah.
That's
I want an ice tub, and I want Greg Olson to climb into it with me.
Whatever works for you, man.
And then take me away, right? Okay.
But most homes don't have an ice tub.
No.
You don't even see those.
You take a tub and put ice in it, Todd. Just your regular tub.
Yeah.
You can do that.
How much ice is that? That sounds like
that's a lot of ice.
Oh, it's going to take a lot of ice, yeah.
Well, I suppose in the cold tub it would take a lot of ice, too.
Right.
Sounds like a pain in the ass. But I would like to try that cryo thing.
It was interesting.
Did it work?
It's the, you know, you step, it's a big cylinder that you step into and your head's up above.
Oh.
And it's a gas form of liquid nitrogen, I think, that's pumped in there and it gets down to like minus 275, 280
But you're
degrees.
Numb, so you don't really feel it, do you?
Yeah, you get numb after a real quick period of time.
You got your panties on while this is going on?
Under drawers and slippers and gloves.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's because your dink would freeze?
Your extremities would go quickly.
Yes. And the guy running it, says,
doesn't want to see your junk.
You might want to take those gloves and cover your nipples, because they will get very cold very quickly.
And hard?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, I'm not covering them.
But 3 minutes. 3 minutes you're in there.
Really?
And it's,
Or they say it does, because I've seen these things.
Mostly anti-inflammatory.
Nothing. Yeah, it speeds recovery.
Okay.
That's just too cold for me.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a different because it's a dry cold. It's not like being in an ice tub.
Yeah, where you're free. Oh, of course.
It's a little different.
It's
not
like
that
walking
bad.
Is it like walking naked outside?
Kind of.
In 30-degree temperature?
God. Except it's minus 275 instead of 30.
Plus you're covering your nipples when you walk outside.
Right.
Yeah. And I never do that either.
No, you don't.
So absolute zero is too cold for you, Craig?
It really is.
I try it, but it wasn't as bad as you would think, Craig.
That's the thing. I thought it was going to be painful. It wasn't painful.
Even if it's half as bad as I think it is, I don't want to do it.
How about the new one where they people want to lose a couple extra pounds around the middle and they go and freeze it off? Does that work?
Haven't tried it.
Have you seen a commercial?
Obviously.
They're running a lot of commercials on that right now.
It looks intriguing.
It does. It's like that last stubborn belly fat. It shows a chick and a guy. I mean, I'm sure it's more than just, a little belly fat. It's probably just a little, but you freeze it off. It's non-evasive fat freezing.
I've seen
Does that work?
I've seen the billboards.
Dr. Mina's hearing all this, face-palming it. But I want to know, because the billboards and TV is running a lot of commercials right now for that.
Yeah.
At least local TV.
I just wondered,
it's probably a national thing,
too. Did they just freeze the fat and chisel it out of
you? I don't know how it comes off. Yeah. I don't think your skin just flies off. It does look weird.
Your skin flies off.
No, I don't think that would look pretty horrible. But we'll take any of those calls there if that fat freezing actually works.
I just heard the fat freezing. I don't know, but cryo stuff.
Yeah,
Puss was talking about.
But you have to do it more often than just once.
There was a chick that did that. She worked at that.
Somebody died, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And she
fell asleep.
I think she nodded off.
How did he nod off standing up?
I don't know.
Did she work there and everyone else left?
I think that was the case.
There was no one monitoring the situation. And she drifted off or something, and they found her the next day.
Yeah, how small was your junk when you got out of there, Puss? Smaller than it is now?
There was some shrinkage, yes. Yeah.
Not noticeable, though.
No.
Yeah.
Just crawled up inside.
Thank you.
Well, it didn't last. It didn't take.
No.
Did you have to rub it a lot to get it to come back to life?
I did that, and they told me to stop.
Sir, wait till we leave the room.
This isn't that kind of parlor, sir.
I got to make sure this thing's coming back out. Somebody rub it for me.
Well, again, that's why you leave your drawers on.
I'd be afraid. Where'd it go? Hey, rub that to get it back out for me.
Find that for me, would you?
I'll take care of my nipples.
It was a dude running the place, so it's a...
Reach in there and fish that out for yourself.
Exactly. Oh my God, where'd it go? Don't worry, heavens, everybody.
Now, do they give you a warm blanket when you come out, or you just get your clothes back on?
No, you just go put your clothes back on,
right.
And you're fine.
Yeah,
you're not.
I think they had robes there. You know, you'd put a robe on. You walk into the other room, take the robe
off.
So you put the robe back on.
Why am I picturing you shirtless, covering your nipples?
Because you like to.
Because you like it.
I'm trying to. That could be the reason. That probably is the reason. That's dumb. The reason I'm picturing you is because I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Good answer, Craig.
And you don't have to imagine. You can just ask.
I know.
But you cover up the extremities.
Yeah.
Well, nipples, and you cover your junk with your underwear, right?
Socks and slippers.
Okay.
Gloves.
Toes, sure. Oh, gloves.
Gloves.
And then you cover your nipples.
And your underwear. And it's just smart to cover up your nipples with the gloves while you're standing there.
I like to watch
it probably fall off.
This show on the Weather Channel called, not sure exactly what it's called, You Think You'd Survive.
Okay.
Yeah. And they showed a guy, they simulate a guy, a snowmobile accident.
Yeah.
And he's all by himself. Mm-hmm. So, frostbite. Guess what's one of the worst contributors to frostbite? We brought it up earlier in the show.
Alcohol.
Smoking,
yeah. Huh? Yeah. I heard that.
Because
it's about your blood, your extremities, right?
It affects the blood flow to your extremities.
Right.
And you know,
the
when
constriction
you,
of blood
well, that's
vessels
why, that's why LD's dink closed up, too,
yeah.
Man. You know?
Because when the body is trying to keep its core temperature up, it takes the blood away from your hands and your feet.
Right.
Right.
And smoking makes that even worse. It exacerbates the problem.
What were those calls about, Puss? Probably nothing.
Nah, no. Yeah.
Really?
They generally are.
By the way, do the girls, when they get in that thing, wear a bra, or do they sit there naked covering their boobs up?
You know, I wasn't there with any women, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But I would assume they probably keep the bra on, too.
Probably.
But we'll take that call.
Well, actually, couldn't they just hold
their hands over it themselves?
Actually, no.
And tweak them.
What's the diff?
Well, because they tell you got to make sure and take off any,
Well, because boobs are extremities, too. The whole boob, might be.
any jewelry or anything because you don't want any metal against your skin when it's that cold. So if the bra had any metal or anything, you know, any of the clasps or any underwire coming out, that could be dangerous.
So you'd have to take off your clamps and whatnot?
Right. Yeah. Or like rings, necklaces, earrings, things like that. They said you got to take everything off because it will freeze to you and burn you.
Where were, how much did that cost you? Did you get a certificate?
It was like a Groupon. Somebody bought, my brother-in-law bought it. He's like, hey, you want to go do it? Okay. It was like $25 each.
All right. Are you covering your nipples? Okay. I will too.
Well, that's it. He went in first and he's like, well, I should have wore some pasties. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, use the gloves to cover up.
I just walk in and just black tape all of my nipples. Just what the hell. It's what I wear normally.
I was going to say, don't you normally walk around like that?
Do the nuts shrivel up?
Oh, yeah.
They got to go.
It's minus 275, man.
I know. Fish it out.
Everything
for yourself.
Everything shrinks.
Well, back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.